Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is our Michigan Monday edition, volume Mish 26, episode number 7. Our drop date is Monday, May 18th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie. I am joined again by the wonderful and talented
Quarter Peep. Guess who we have on the show this week? Louie Lee.
He is here. The bandit himself. I got to tell you, welcome to the show, first of all, Louie Lee. Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me back. It's always an honor and a privilege. You guys are wonderful people. Nobody supports the music scene around here like you guys do. So thank you.
We appreciate that. But I got to tell you, sir, I got a call a little earlier this afternoon. Webster's Dictionary called me and they said they are replacing the current definition for hustle with your photo.
Hell yeah. They should.
Well, I
should. Maybe I can get a royalty. Maybe I can get a royalty kickback on that.
You may be able to. It's one of those things, and I admire this so much about you and what you're doing. I, you know, a lot of folks in this industry, and in particular, a lot of folks that are independent artists, you've got to be doing something all the time. And man, I see you online. I see you in social media. You know, every now and then I know it's middle of the afternoon. I'm going to pop on my TikTok and I know I'm going to see Louie Lee there, and you always say hi. And dude, it's just great to see what you're doing.
Thank you so much for saying that, man. It's like, you know, you get caught up in a rat race of life and career and hustle that you sometimes don't even realize you're just going at a full speed race at all times. Like, you're just running and just doing a little bit of this and that all at once. And I try my best to like be efficient at everything I do. And it doesn't always work out that way because I'm constantly hustling and doing so many things, but I do appreciate that acknowledgement because it's taxing to be an independent artist in this climate. It's like, but it's also one of the best climates for it too. I was going to say, but to be an independent artist, you have to really want it. You have to really embody every bit of it. Like, it's not, you don't get to just make music, you know what I mean? Yes, music is a big part of it, and it's the therapy, and that's why we do it, and that's why, like, when I write songs for myself. But when it comes to having an artistry and something that people want to feel a part of, to wear a shirt like that and know that that's Louie Lee, and you know, that takes time and real commitment to your people and your team, and that's going to require real work every day. You know, stuff that you're like, well, I didn't sign up for this. I didn't plan on doing this. But it's like, well, if you really want it, you got to hustle. So thank you for acknowledging.
No question.
I appreciate it.
Well, but people are seeing it all over the country, too. You just came back from a very successful tour at South by Southwest. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we were an official artist this year for South by Southwest. And what was really cool about it for me, I felt really privileged and honored, was I represented also in the Detroit hip hop community as well. I was on two showcases in Austin. I was for the Americana Country Showcase, and I was also for the Detroit Hip Hop Showcase Selects. So that was really cool to represent for Michigan and Detroit in the way that I got to, you know, put country rap in front of people that don't necessarily listen to that, and then bring a little bit of, you know, pop, hip hop, R&B to like a country concert, you know. So I'm just always trying to like blur the lines a little bit, you know. So we got to really take advantage of that in Austin, Texas, make a lot of new fans, make a lot of new connections, being an official artist. It was wonderful.
Well, congratulations. You are certainly deserving, sir, and deserving of something else that's coming up here shortly. The next 11 days, are going to be out on our favorite stage at the FIM Capitol Theater in Flint. Open it up for Randy Houser. How is that going to be for you, sir?
Man, I'm very excited. You know, Randy Houser, I'm a huge fan. I've seen him perform live. He has so much energy, which obviously I can relate to. Such a powerful voice. It's very strong. And I'm just so grateful to like open up and share the stage with him and support him in that manner. But I'm also even more excited that I get to perform at the Capitol Theater. And I'm going to be in Flint, Michigan with all these different bandits from around the state of Michigan that are going to be showing out. Because I haven't done a show in Michigan now since the Holiday Hop and Roll show back in December. So.
Have you ever played at the Capitol Theater?
I have not. This will be a first for me in the show. So I'm excited.
I'm telling you, you're going to have a great time. It is an absolutely amazing venue. You know, one of my idols, Quarter Peep and I, about this time last year, saw Gary Allen play there. He stopped the show.
He's wonderful.
And so asked good. The audience, he said, do you guys realize what you've got here? This is just an amazing place. So I'm just so happy to see you up there. And as we said before the show started, Quarter Peep and I are going to be sixth row center, yelling our lungs out and having some fun. You probably won't be able to see us because of the lights, but you'll hear us. I guarantee.
Yeah, but I love getting in the crowd and being, you know, I like feeling the energy with people in real time. So I have no doubt that I will be near the sixth row, hanging out with y'all, singing some songs.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks, too, if you have May 29th open on your calendar and you want to see an amazing show, there is nothing like a Louis Lee show. I have seen concerts. I'm an old man. I've seen a lot of shows. I have never seen the energy that this young man brings to the stage. And it's
appreciate
quality.
That,
everything about a Louis Lee show is quality.
It's fun, man. It's
hey, listen,
a show
the first song
songs.
That we've got queued up for you, boss, is, oh, yeah. Well, and this first one that we've got queued up for you is Brown-Eyed Country Girl. Give us a little of the backstory on this one.
Great, great song. The day that I heard this song, truthfully, was at a rally for veterans that the Louis Lee Show was performing at. It was a cool charity event we were doing for Vet Life. And Dave Menzo, guitar player in the Louis Lee Show, he brought me this concept. He was like, hey, I got this song I'm working on for us. And I want, you know, you and I to get in the studio and start working on it. And I was like, all right, cool. So we sat in my truck and he played the first initial demo of Brown Eyed Country Girl that he had created with the guitar chugging and like, yo, my brown eyed country girl. And I loved the idea on it, and we sat on it for a little bit, but we both knew that we were going to, like, we'll start working on it right away. And then we got in the studio, and him and I just started, like, cutting it up, like, all up and just, like, really putting it together to be what it is today, and brought a fiddle player in and, you know, got different guys in the band and show involved and just made it a real collaborative record that felt like what our show should feel like when we're on stage and when we perform that song. So. It was cool. Right. Like he brought
Let's
it to our attention.
Let's give this one a listen.
It was great.
All right. This is Brown Eyed Country Girl from Louis Lee.
Yep.
I remember when we used to sing in the back of that old truck bed. Six-pack deep, singing Counting Stars, parked beside the shed. You looked at me with them big brown eyes, I swear you stole my soul. You get so close to me, I lose control. Girl, you're fresher than a sweet breeze, giving big energy. I got everything I need when smile. You're my brown-eyed country girl. Ooh, yeah. You're my brown-eyed country girl. Ooh, you're my brown-eyed country girl. Yeah. You're my brown-eyed country girl. Yeah. I remember the first time I looked at you in them daisy dupes and them muddy boots. Old school flannel sitting kind of loose. I'ma find a preacher and say I do. One look from you set me dead in my tracks. You can have my heart, girl, I don't need it back. Yeah, you're fresher than a sweet breeze, giving big energy. I've got everything I need when I see you smile. We used to sing that song. Oh, na, 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 na. Oh, na, 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 na. fresher than a sweet breeze, giving big energy. Yeah. I got everything I need when I see you smile. You're my brown-eyed country girl. 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 You remember when we used to sing that song?
Yeah, that is Louie Lee's Brown Eyed Country Girl. And you're going to be hearing that, I'm certain, on May 29th when he's
might even open with that one.
Oh, we got a feature now.
Yeah. Might even open with that one, guys. Might really step it up.
All right. That's a great one. Hey, we have got more to talk about with Louie Lee. We are going to take a quick break and we will be right back. The D, the Motor City, Motown. It's known by these and many other names, but no matter what you call it, the spirit of Detroit is legendary. Detroit has many traditions, from Bob Lowe Island, Farmer Jack, and the Detroit Coney, to iconic automotive brands like Dodge, Jeep, and Mopar. At Detroit Shirt Company, we're celebrating America's comeback city with apparel and accessories. We offer a full line of t-shirts, hoodies, sweatshirts, jackets, hats, and other Detroit and Michigan apparel, as well as drinkware, coasters, stickers, and other merchandise. Whether you grew up here or you're a Motor City transplant, you'll find we have something for everyone at Detroit Shirt Company. Are you ready to show your local pride? www.detroitshirt.com. Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Michigan Monday version. We are pleased to be in the Detroit Shirt Company studio along with Louie Lee. The country hop and roll is something that you really kind of coined. That's really your own genre, correct?
I feel like whether it's genre or just culture at this point or brand, you know, just identity, vibe, connection, like, you know, there's lots of artists that blend genres with country music all over the place. I just feel country hop and roll has embodied my journey of what my music was meant to be and who I am as a person and as an artist, you know.
Well, and one of the things that I think I value as much, and, you know, we've gotten to know each other through the show and everything that you're doing, is your inclusiveness with your fans. Bandit Nation is a family. And, oh, yeah. You know, talk to us a little bit about the value of that for you.
Yeah, I tell everybody now, I'm at a point with this journey. My legacy, as much as I would like to say it's the music, I think the music is a part of it, but I think the bigger part of it will be the connections that are made through this community and family that I'm building, the culture that is being established. There's going to be friendships, and I've already seen so many friendships made around this between other artists to artists, fans to fans, fans to artists. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like that is the biggest legacy I could ever ask for, is I'm really bringing people together and they're having new relationships in their lives for the rest of their lives, not just with the music, but now outside of the music, you know?
Well, and you have an amazing team that's around you too, and some absolutely phenomenal personalities in the Michigan music scene. Jorg is just, we didn't think he was real. Because, you know, we never really got to see him.
The jury
him
is still out on that, I'm afraid. The jury is out on that.
Well, we finally got to meet him at the Michigan Music Awards here a little bit ago. And that's what I said to him when I shook his hand. I said, oh, you are real.
Let's give him a quick round of applause. Yes, because Jorg, and to Matthew Rose with the Michigan Music Awards.
They did an amazing job.
And, of course, Matt's team as well. Like, they built something really special that's, like, on the ground floor. And having Jorg, I said to the man, I was like, having Jorg as your host was a smart decision, my friend, truly, because Jorg is a unicorn of a human being. He is, you know, the jury is out. Is he from this world? I don't know. Am I grateful that he's a part of Louis Lee and that he's one of my best friends in the world? I am super grateful. But I couldn't tell you if he's from here or not either. I'm pretty sure he is.
Congratulations to you walking away with one of the Michigan Music Awards that evening.
Yeah, that was a fantastic award to win. I feel truly honored for that.
Well, and you absolutely knocked it out of the park with your performance there, too.
Thanks, man. I thought that was a lot of fun. We made do with what we had, you know, like sometimes people think like, you know, it needs to be or that like I might not be able to deliver the show that like, you know, I've had people like question my show and stuff like that now that it's been around for a couple years, you know, and I'm like, I don't need all of that. I enjoy doing that. Like, I love putting together production like that. I love making something that feels like an Elvis grandiose experience where you have the highs and the lows and you're like, man, just nobody looks at show business like this. Yeah. Not really anymore. A few artists out there, I have definitely favorite artists that do right now, but you know what I mean? It's not like a common thing that an artist like goes to their mind like, yo, this is show business. Like, if you're getting into show business, or you could be a songwriter and you can write songs and that's great, but like, I'm not only a songwriter producer, I am a showman, I'm an entertainer. And so I want to give people an experience that when they experience it, they're not thinking about their bills. They're not thinking about gas prices. They're not thinking about politics and world problems. I mean, those problems are going to be there tomorrow, I assure you. But in this brief moment of 45 to 90 minutes, and if you're lucky, you know, a 2.5 hour straight set from us, you know, which they've happened, you know, and there will be more.
One of those.
There's going to be more. It's fun. Yeah. It's a roller coaster if you're getting one of those. But if I can provide that kind of experience as an entertainer and a showman, then I'm really doing something special in this world, and I'm proud of that.
Well, I'll tell you, folks, he does it every single time. We've been fortunate to see you.
Thank you, Willie.
Well, we've been fortunate to see you a couple of times live. And again, I said at the front end of the show.
she's like, we've banned it. We can Bandit Nation. Yeah. Like, y'all are in it too. Like, don't worry. When we have the first Bandit Nation cruise and the big, like, you know, retreats, you guys are going to have those special invites because you're going to have to do a pod, you know, at the retreat, you know. We're talking all about doing the Louis Lee cookout. I got so much stuff we're working on, man.
Well, we better get a notification.
Louis Lee cookout
that.
Would be fantastic. Having you guys do an on-air thing, like at, like film it there, you know?
We would love to do that.
That is cool. A music video right there.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Hey, talk
to
us.
Oh, the Louis Lee cookout will be a music video. All right. There's a spoof. I'm going to announce it right here. This summer, we will be making a spoof as a funny, like, sketch. For people that know, but think about it. Most of the world doesn't, they're not hip yet to Bandit Nation. They're not hip yet to Louis Lee and country hop and roll and the culture of Detroit country music. However, I have a song called Cocaine Cowboys. I don't think the world knows it yet. And they might not even be ready for it. I think their kids are going to love it. You get it. Anyways, we are going to make a spoof. I'm telling y'all first here, we're going to make a spoof for y'all that's called Propane Cowboys. All right.
I like
and
it already.
I think C. Willie might need to be in this sketch.
Oh, yes,
and
he
he's
does.
There with his barbecue 8 for 9. He's got his propane tank, and he shows up to the cookout with his own propane tank.
Who's your pappy hat on?
Yes.
Exactly. So, I mean, this we've been juggling with this idea now for about a year. You know, Mike Young and I have been discussing this, and a couple other friends were like, yeah, we them propane cowboys. I mean, it just... And there'll be a bunch of sketch, you know, like little stuff with like barbecuing and stuff like that. Have funny stuff where maybe like somebody's face is like wind's blowing in their face and you think it's the propane. They're just like, open up the propane. They're just like,
I love it.
You know, like, so we're going to have some fun with that. And I think if we make that the Louis Lee cookout this summer, people are really going to remember that shit. And they're going to be like, dude, I was there at the first Louis Lee cookout. Because, you know, I'm trying to bring things to the scene as an entertainer with my events and my shows. You know, you guys are aware of the Holiday Hop and Roll, of course.
Absolutely.
That'll be a yearly thing. The Holiday Hop and Roll will always be around my birthday, and it, you know, brings people together for the holidays. And over time, we're going to get involved with more charities and everything. You know, the Holiday Hop and Roll will be continuous, and the format of it will always be that kind of show. But then the other one is the Haunted Honky Tonk I threw last year at District 142. The Haunted Honky Tonk was a blast. So this year we will also be throwing the Haunted Honky Tonk. We're still securing some things, but we'll be throwing the Haunted Honky Tonk here. potentially actually on the west side of the state this year, maybe with Gunner and the Grizzly Boys. That's
good friends of ours too.
Yep, exactly. So, you know, keep a lookout for that. Gunner and I are working on trying to put a Halloween party, another Haunted Honky Tonk together, maybe on Grand Rapids. So,
well, that's Quarter Peep Stomping Grounds. You let us know about that. We'll be over at that as well.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah.
Hey, you mentioned the summertime cookout. This next one that we've got queued up, I think, is probably the new summertime anthem. This is Doc Holliday.
1,000%.
Tell us a little bit about this one.
This song is a great song. I got to give it up to one of my co-writers, Matt Quartz, who's been a longtime best friend of mine, who's a co-writer and helping develop Louie Lee with me and writing songs with me. And then also our good friend Don Radabaugh, who is also involved in Louie Lee. He's my business manager, but he's also excellent songwriter in Louie Lee. He's wrote with me on Doc Holliday, Champagne in a Plastic Cup, Deep Scratches, Jukebox Is My Name, Donnie Boy. So Donnie Red, don't forget that name. But so Donnie and I, Matt and Jorg and a couple other people there in the studio today, we knew we were going to make this song something special. We knew that the idea of using that double entendre of Doc, D-O-C-K,
yes,
with Holiday, the Western, you know, bandit, Doc Holliday, and he had two L's in his name.
Two L's, yep.
So it's like, people don't realize, I'm like, dude, he had two L's, like Louie Lee, like it was like in the stars. We were like, we are going to write this fucking song. And we sat on that song title for 2 years.
What? Oh, wow.
We sat on that song title for a couple of years. Like, we were just sitting on it because it wasn't quite 2 years, but it was almost 2 years. Because I remember even talking about that song when I was on a vacation with Donnie and our wives, and we were having a great trip. We were in Mexico, and it was on that trip, actually, on my way back. We were talking about Doc Holliday all trip. We were talking about that song all trip. Like, man, like, we need a song that plays good at the pools, at the beach. It needs to feel forever. You know, like, this is Doc Holliday. Yeah. This will be a Louie Lee classic till the day I die.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
And so we knew it needed to be special. The irony was, when I was flying home, I wrote Out in the Country. If you know that song.
Yes.
I wrote that song, one of my favorite songs. I wrote that song on the plane home, not even Doc Holliday. So Doc Holliday continued to just sit at the wayside. I was like, we're not going to touch it. It's too good of a title. And nobody's obviously thought of it yet, which is crazy. But it just works for us so good. I was like, well, we're just going to sit on it. Finally, Donnie came to the studio, and I'd already come up with some of the music with Jorg, and we were brainstorming the music. And I remember I was just like, dun, 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 dun. I mean, I was just humming the melody with the guitar, the acoustic. And Donnie and I sat down one day at the studio. I don't want to say what kind of extracurriculars we were getting, but we were having fun. and we were listening. We were like, Lake Life Summertime, singing our songs, floating in the water with the radio on you. And then we knew that was simple enough for just like a Lake Life song, like vibe on the dock, right?
Yep.
But then I was like, we need a little bandit in it. Shoot 'em up, I'll see you at dawn, cowboys of the sea. We on a Doc Holliday. And that was it.
Yes,
when we write that, we're like, oh, the goosebumps. We're like, cowboys of the sea. Like, I was like, dude, this is Doc Holliday, Wyatt Earp. Like, we are doing it right now. It's happening. Like, we did it.
Oh, man. It's great to hear how something like that comes together.
I know. And honestly, I hope you guys clip this out for me so I can share it for everybody out there. Because it's such a wonderful story about that song.
I'm on it.
You got it. That will be one of the shorts. She's all over this. As are we. Let's listen to this one. This is Louie Lee, Doc Holliday.
Big song.
Lake Life Summertime, singing our songs, floating in the water with the radio on. Shoot 'em up, I'll see you at dawn, cowboys of the sea. We on a Doc Holliday. Till the stars start. bank holiday. Sipping Mai Tai, sun is shining bright. Beer bong, keg stand, double barrel in my hand. Oh my Bahama mama, line them up, port side. Hey, Captain Morgan, take us for a ride. Lake flash, summertime, singing our songs. Floating in the water with the radio on. Pour them up from dusk till dawn. Sitting on the dock of the bay. We on a dock holiday. We on a dock holiday. Double L's in the name. Mm-hmm. We on a dock holiday. Yeah. Out here feeling like oh, oh. Singing little songs. Living on the edge of right and wrong. Oh, oh. Better hold on. You and me riding the wave. We on a dock holiday. Big flash, summertime, singing our songs. Uh-huh. Floating in the water with the radio.
Yes, we are.
That song, man, I don't care. Like, every time I hear that, like, I tell y'all and I make sure everybody knows it. Like, I write songs for my soul. I write songs as a form of therapy to deal with the world, my grief, what I've experienced. And that song makes me feel so damn good.
It is. It's awesome, man. It's it's just an awesome. That's one of those that, and there are a few. There are a handful of songs that I can say I lose myself completely.
Yeah, I don't that's care such a good song.
What's going on around? Yeah. That's I am on the beach. The sun is shining. Yeah. I got a beer in my
loud.
Hand.
And that life song is loud good. With the yeah. windows down. It's hot outside. Yeah. Like you're yep. cracking open a beer, whatever. It yep. is a vibe. Really. Like, oh yeah, it's a jam.
That's it, man. Thank you so much for writing that song, dude.
Thank you guys for being a part of it and inspiring me. Because honestly, like the fans. I know, like, even though I write songs for me and my soul, you know, I don't write them for the fans. I don't write them for Bandit Nation. I don't write them for anyone else other than to, like, feel connected to them with myself. I do know as I've grown as a person and matured as an artist, my fans have inspired me so much to get to a level that I feel like I'm writing songs that connect with them even more subconsciously yeah. without even trying. It's yeah. really cool. Like, you know, I really pride myself in the fact that like I'm making all the production of these records, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah.
I'm behind the scenes doing all of this to build these songs. This is not a packaged product out of Nashville. This is not,
yeah,
and it's not a slight.
This is
Nashville.
Real. It's genuine. It's,
not,
it's right
yeah,
here.
It's not a packaged product from LA. Like, you know, yeah. Southwest yeah. by Southwest realizing it's like, no, this ain't packaged in New York. This is homegrown Michigan boy, Metro Detroit music, you know, like yeah. for yeah. real.
And, you know. And it hits. It absolutely hits.
I think so.
May 29th. May 29th.
We're going to have a show for y'all.
With Randy Houser. And we are looking forward to that to no end. Quarter Peep, I stepped on you there. What were you about to say, sweetie? I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I'm just saying how powerful he is. Like, that's like the, that's what I wrote down on my paper. So each time we do a show, we write down the notes that we, you know, like we do research on the person. And of course we know you. And I always write powerful.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to start writing that word down for myself and all of my like books and stuff like that. Yeah. Like I will be powerful. Like
you are,
but for good reasons.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no doubt.
For good reasons.
Hey, the next one. Well, first of all, before we get to the next tune, how do people find you? We've got folks that are going to be tuning in here for the first time, and they're going to say, this Louie Lee dude, I need to know more. Where do they find you, boss?
Absolutely. If you are listening to right now, this is a call out to you, Bandit. If you want to feel like you're seen, and you don't have to chase validation or worthiness. You can be yourself here. The bandit spirit is not loud for attention. It is loud for freedom. It speaks up when others fold and stay quiet, and it loves without apology. So if that's you, you need to go to thelouisleeshow.com and sign up for Bandit Nation and stay a part of this movement.
All right. There's going to be a lot that are going to be doing that. And
that's where you go find me. And of course, from there, you're going to understand that you can obviously see me on TikTok. You can see me on Instagram. You can see me on Facebook, YouTube. You know, we have 54 songs that are released. There's 54 songs out from us, from Team Louis Lee. And there's 30 official music videos on YouTube. So wherever you're streaming music, you can find us. Wherever you're watching videos, I'm assuming YouTube, you can find us. But all join right. The movement at thelouisleeshow.com. That's where you become a part of this family.
And it's special. And again, I'll tell you what, if there is one person in this world who does not judge and wants you to be a part of something big, it's this man right here.
Yes.
I'm trying my best, man. You guys see the new single that we just put out with Nico?
Yes, we did. Congratulations on that. Happy for Nico, too.
Thank you. Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very proud of him. I'm proud of all the artists that we're going to be. Jackie Daniels, Anton Semper. There's so many great artists. I've been very Andrew Nichols. A lot of artists that have been trusting me with their art. And I'm truly grateful that they would.
Well, and we have a huge Michigan music scene. And one of the things that I think is so cool about what we've got, and speak to this for just a second, if you would. Mm-hmm. The support from artist to artist to artist in this music scene is, I've got to believe, unprecedented. It seems like there are so many situations where you look at folks that are, they're competing. I got to be better than you. I got to be bigger than you. That's a
common thing in support. Like LA and in your big cities, LA, Nashville, New York. It's a common thing because everybody's competing for jobs and stuff. Obviously, it's a very small pool of work that people, everybody's going for. And Michigan's obviously no different, but I think what it is there's a culture that's been built here with people like Jorg and myself, Alan Turner, Family Tradition Band, lots of bands that are in this scene. And there's so many more I can name and different, you know, Kevin Kay and like just different people that are doing different things behind the scene, Matt Rose and Jake Bass and all these artists that are doing different things. But at the same time, we're all in the same, we're doing the same thing, even if it's different, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
To not show respect to those people is literally an insult to yourself because you know what they're going through. Like, you know what it takes. So if you see other people and maybe they're like on a successful run or anything like that, really you should be looking at it as like, well, that's bro's time. That's homegirl's time. Like, she's hustling. She's doing it. This isn't meant to happen for her. You should never take that upon yourself to compare yourself. You know, you shouldn't make this a competition with them because it's not. Like, Rob Stone, all these guys, Ryan J, all my fellow, you know, country dudes out here, we're not competing. We're bros. You know what I mean? I want to see them win. You know, when I see them doing cool stuff, Corey Dakota, I could name so many. Gunner, you know, the Midwest Riders, Billy, you know, all these guys that are like doing different things. Madison Olivia, there's so many people in the scene that are like, they're hustling, they're experiencing the same feelings and the turmoil and emotions that I'm going through. So I think our scene realizes that, you know, there's no reason in competing with these people. These people truly see you. They know what it's like, you know?
Yeah.
So if other people want to compete in other cities, that just means they're kind of like on their own. And that kind of sucks because I don't feel like I'm on my own here. I feel like I got all those people behind me that are like, they're talking good about me. They're like, no, dude, Louis's out here doing his thing. And they know vice versa. I'm there to support them and let people know. Like, no, man, they're awesome. Go fuck with their shit. They're great. You know?
No question. Hey, now listen, this last one that we've got queued up, Quarter Peep, you ready?
Oh,
we've been practicing. Louis, we've been practicing.
Then one.
Hey, you guys want to hear about this? Trying. You want to hear about this song real quick then?
We do. Yes. We do.
All right. I'm going to try and make this real quick. All right. So my first CRS conference I went to, the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville, I went with my manager, Amon. We flew out there. That night, I got really sick. Presumed to be food poisoning. Come to find out later, it might have been even darker than that.
Oh, no.
Dun, dun, dun. Right? I ended up finding this out this year. 2 years ago, like, but found out this year that I might have been involved in a roofie incident with someone else that also got very sick. And then they found out I was also sick that same year because I was just at CRS this past month after South by Southwest in Nashville performing. And I talked about the story of why I wrote One for You Too. And she was like, oh my God, like you got sick that night. I was like, I was done for the whole weekend. Like I was done. She's like, oh my God, my friend had to pick me up. I was so sick. Like I was wrecked. Wow. Like, we were both at the bar together. She works in the music industry and radio. And yeah, so that was really bizarre to hear that. But before that, prior to that, all these years, I just thought I had food poisoning. Anyways, this is the kind of rebel creator I am, guys. I was at a lunch that morning that I couldn't stay at. I wanted to be there. I got to see all these big artists, Chase Matthew, Bailey Zimmerman, Warren Zeider, a bunch of people at this Warner luncheon for this thing. It was inspiring. It was cool. I had to leave. But that night, I was still obviously thinking about it. I was sick, so sick, guys. Fevers laying on the ground so bad for the whole 3 days. I thought I was going to die. I've never felt like this in my life. Projectile vomiting. Scary stuff. No. It was bad. Like literally down the road, like where you would have thought I was drinking and I was like had one beer. You know what I mean? So it was bad. Anyways, went to bed that night. In the middle of the night, here's to the song we can all sing along. Passing around the bong like Cheech and Chong. Now, don't get me wrong. We can drink them till they're gone. I got friends in low places. Take a shot and come on. We can celebrate all day. Hey, making up our own holiday. Yeah, I just cracked cold beer, and I'm not the kind to be rude. So when I show up, you know I got one for you, too. I wrote this at like 3 a.m. in an Airbnb, just that hook on my phone. I just knew the melody already. Yeah. Get to the song, we can... I had nothing else. I just sang that melody and those words in my phone, in my bed, my name with my manager over, snoozing away, right? Put the phone down. This was 2 years ago. Put the phone down. Next morning, he wakes up. He's like, he was like, hey, man, you sleep all right? I was like, yeah, man. I was like, but I woke up in the middle of the night and I think I wrote something special. And he was like, bro, he's like, go back to sleep. Like, stop. Just go back to sleep. I was like, I know. And I literally went back to sleep and slept up. Made this song, built a production on it, right? Sat on this song for now 2 years. I ended up putting this song together and could not come up with anything for this. If you go look up the credits, there's only two writers on this song. It is your boy Louis Lee and my wife. I all sat right. down with my wife. I could not figure out the words I wanted for this verse. I had worked with other songwriters around town and we worked on some stuff and I was like, nah, I'm not feeling that. You know, I just wasn't feeling it. Her and I sat there on the couch drinking some wine and we wrote, hey, we made it. Life is crazy. We've been holding on here, baby. I got a cold one waiting for me. Why don't you go and grab a seat? We just were picturing ourselves up north at our family's garage. You know, I know time flies. That's all right. We've all been there before. We got here and right now, the night ain't getting younger. Yeah, let's make it worth it. Here's to the song. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, her and I wrote those words on the living room couch, drinking some wine.
Oh, that's awesome.
And super cool. Like, I'm loving that. I'm going to have that story for the rest of my life. And
yes.
Very, very proud of her for it. You know, so it's her first cut, even though she'll tell you, she's like, I'm a songwriter on every Louis Lee song. Shit.
Hey, but how cool that you've got that and she is a part of that song. I mean, that's,
absolutely.
That's
it's the right song. And then when we made the video, which I'm sure you guys seen, the video, like, true. You know, there's all of our people are in it. You know, I wanted to show that, like, look, this is Bandit Nation song. This is for the culture, you know?
All right. Hey, we're going to keep working on the hands. One for you, two.
Pointer.
And we're going to have that down by the concert. But, folks, let's give this one a listen. Louis Lee's One for You, Two.
Here's to the song, we can all sing along. Passing round the bong like Cheech and Chong. Now don't get me wrong, we can drink them till they're gone. Got friends in low places, take a shot and come on. Life is crazy, we've been holding on here, baby. Got a cold one waiting for me. Why don't you go and grab a seat? I know time flies, that's alright. We've all been there before. Got here and right now. The night ain't getting younger. Yeah, let's make it worth it. Here's to the song, we can all sing along. Till they go, got friends in low places. Take a shot and come on. We can celebrate all day, hey. Making up our own holiday. Yeah, I'll just crack it. I got one for you. Yeah, I got one for you too. That's right. For a moment all the world was right. In a small town living up Saturday nights. Raising one up for the ones we love. Yeah, life is a ride you can never get off. Here's to the song we can all sing along. Pass it around the bong like Cheech and Chong. Now don't get me wrong, we can drink them till they're gone. Got friends in low places, take a shot and come on. We can celebrate all day, hey. Making up our own holiday. Yeah, I just cracked a cold beer and I'm not the kind to be rude. So when I show up, you know I got one for you. Yeah, I got one for you too. That's right. Let's go. Pour 'em up, put 'em down, pass 'em all around. Yeah, I just cracked a cold beer and I'm not the kind to be rude. So when I show up, you know I got one for you too. We can all sing along, passing around the bong like Cheech and Chong.
Yes, sir.
Great song,
one
man.
For you too. That great is song. That is another awesome tune from Louie Lee.
Yeah.
One for you too, and you know where you can find him, folks. If you're in the Flint area, if you're not, come to town. May 29th,
right.
The Capitol Theater with Randy Houser. It is going to be a party. We know that for certain.
Mm-hmm.
Louie Lee, thank you so much for being with us tonight, buddy.
Thank you guys so much. It's always my pleasure, truly.
Well, absolutely one of our favorite people in the industry, and we appreciate the songs. We appreciate the support, and we can't wait to see you on May 29th, bud.
Absolutely, man. We're going to have a good time. Get ready. I'm going to make sure it's a good show for you.
It always is, boss. It always is.
Bandit.
Hey, Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Oh, you guys are going to like this one, Mr. Andrew Nichols.
Looking forward to having him on the show.
Hey, there's some Louie Lee behind the scenes on that one.
We know there's some influence there. He's been a big supporter of you too, boss, and we're going to have some fun with Andrew.
Cool.
That is a wrap on tonight's show. One more time, thank you, Louie Lee, for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. Let's go.
Woo-hoo!
Yes, sir. For all you out there that are in podcast land and supporting us, we thank you very much. If you know more performers like Louie Lee that you'd like us to talk to here on the Michigan Monday show, drop us a note at vehiclecitysound@gmail.com. And if you want to know where we're going to be, and you know where we're going to be on May 29th, but the rest of our schedule's up there as well on that website, vehiclecitysound.com. Hey, everybody, thanks again for being with us tonight. And hey, do good things.